people can be put in situations where they can only have their ratzon, and the ratzon alone is enough. So the bottom of Kuf Samach Vav. Haratzon, Abasis L'chol Binyan, the desire and the yearning, that is the base of the entire structure. B'teva Olam, in the nature of the world, Im Yisaper Adam L'chaver, if a person tells his friends, Birtzoni Lasos Ma'ase Mesuyam, I would like to do a certain activity. Yesh li tichnon li binyan, livnos binyan. I have a certain plan to build a certain structure. Okay, the person tells his friends this. So I'd like to do something. Ulachash nasayim, and after a couple of years, kashif kashuhu, you meet the fellow, vishalos, and you ask the guy, nu ma kairim a binyan. So what happened with the building? Yoshev, he answers, and he had dayin writes of nice. I still want to build it. Achadayin lo yotza mekachlum, but so far nothing's developed. After 4, 5, 10 years, same story. Vadishakol shaymav yilagulo. Everyone who's going to listen to the guy is going to laugh at him. For yomru, and it becomes a joke. Nu. Ratzin ba, ratzin aleich, varetz le'olam ameres. No, your desire comes, your desire goes, and the world stays as it is. Mayaitzim mekol ratzinish shalal livnos binyanim. So, what happened with all his desires to build a structure? That's what they're all joking about. L'rakshu lo gamras abinyan. Not only didn't finish the building, ela afila. Next page. Hatshetach hamayuad lakamaso atayin lo nirchash. He hasn't even brought the real estate to put the building up. Hasn't done anything. And therefore he hasn't even begun to pour the foundation. So the guy would be a laughing stock if he wouldn't come up with anything. However, when you look in depth, that is not so in regard to spirituality. Any desire that is found in the soul of a Jew called teshuka, any yearning, im hi teshuka le'emes, if it's a true yearning, teshuka le'kodesh baruch, it's a yearning for Hashem. Zeh dover yakar shebe yakarim, this is the most precious of precious things. Oitzer shalo yisulam bepaz, a treasure that cannot be valued in gold. Ve'afilim ein haratzen hazeh, afilim es haratzen hazeh, adam ein yachal le'mamosh. Even if such a yearning for Hashem, he's not able to materialize. V'adayin rachel chas v'shol mekadosh baruch hu, and he is, God forbid, still very distant from Hashem. Lo matzliach klal uklal yasam es mashiros, he's not able to implement that which he wants. We're dealing with a true desire. Etzam haratzon la'atzma humala gedol ein aruch. The essential desire is its own great level beyond any measurements. A person has to know if that essential yearning for that desire is a desire to serve Hashem. Okay, so far what he's saying is, you know, in the physical world, you may really want to build a building, and you're trying, but you know, nothing's working out. Nothing's working out. And people make fun of you in this materialistic world. But in the world of spirituality, if you really have a proper desire and things aren't working out, you still have the benefit of having a real good ratzon. And a real good ratzon for Hashem, as we said, is its own value. Now, eina kavana chasom, we don't mean to say, God forbid, shlo tzarech liyasam es dvarim, that you shouldn't implement what you're thinking of. Pashut ubor lechol mevin, it's clear to anyone who can understand things. The goal is to mamish fulfill Torah mitzvahs. That is the goal. But we're talking about the structure now. Kate said, Bonim, how do you build a structure? And therefore, the beginning of all is to build that structure of desire. That's the first step. It's the first level, Abosisi, the foundation. And after his kishabayim lahotzi lapal as haratzon, and therefore when we come to the point of really doing things, right? Then yeshli shtamish imamoch and machshava. Then you got to use your brains, your thoughts. Kamo shomer achacham mikolaram, as King Solomon said, bechachma yibonah bayis ubisfuna yiskanein uvedas chadorin yamalu kol hoin yokor v'noim. With wisdom you build a house, with understanding you establish it. Another das also with intellect. Rooms are filled with all kinds of precious wealth and beautiful things. Right, that's fine. Aval ha'yishtabshus imamoch v'machshava tzricha lavo mikoch ratzon tarpo. But even before that, but the ability to use your brains and thoughts, it has to come from a power of a pure ratzon, a ratzon chazak, ratzon amiti, a strong and true ratzon. So in other words, he's saying, before you use your brains to do what you want to do, which is an important thing, you got to use your brains to do things properly, you have to have the right ratzon. And with the right ratzon, then your brains can do the right thing. But if the ratzon initially isn't proper, then even the things you're going to do will not really be the full, true fulfillment of the ratzon of Hashem. And therefore, shurish hashrashim shall call binyan hu nekudas haratzon. The root of all roots of every structure is this point of desire. Kolzman shasherish ain't a karoy lagamri. Anytime when the root is not totally proper, kolzman shenena ratzon chazak v'torah, when it's not a pure, strong desire, and worse, if it's not for the sake of God, hayisod lo miyusod karoy. The foundation is not founded properly. Any structure that is built will be a building that is not proper. So that's why you will find in many situations when we have all kinds of plans, a lot of times we can't get those plans off the ground, and we're wondering why that happens. So it could very well be that Hashem is saying, I don't like your ratzon yet. Or, no, I don't like it, but I'd like a stronger ratzon. So even though the guy in this analogy hasn't built anything, but what he has built a lot of was a lot of real ratzon. So when he has the real opportunity to build the structure, it'll be a structure, it'll be totally dedicated to Hashem. So that ratzon is critical, because you can be building without the right ratzon and you're not going to build anything for Hashem. And there's a lot of buildings in this world that are not necessarily for Hashem, but they're being very successful, but they're not for Hashem. And there's a lot of things that want to be built and they're not built, but there's a lot of good ratzon, and the ratzon gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So then you hope by the time the building stage happens, then every thought of what you want, the ratzon it's backed by a solid foundation of ratzon. So not to be minimized, this idea of ratzon. And as we've been saying in the last few days, so if a person is being withheld from being able to do something, in inyane ruchnias and spiritual things, so part of that could be that Hashem wants to see a lot of ratzon, a lot of pure ratzon. And maybe that's why, you know, God may delay people from being able to implement their Yiddishkeit, so that when they are able to implement it, it's with an unbelievable ratzon. And then everything they do from that point on will be really perfect, as good as possible. That can possibly be the explanation. Okay, moving on to the next subtopic. Chashivas binyan haratzon beruchanios, the importance of building a structure of ratzon in spirituality. So, shorish haba'ayahu, the root of this problem is, she'adam mitivo in a rogel livnais binyan shel ratzon klal. Our problem is we're not used to building a structure of desire at all. V'der klal, ba'olam hazeh hanhaga b'diyuk hafucha. The way it is in general in this world, the conduct of people is the exact opposite. Next page gives you an example. L'dugma, for example, Adam sheroitze kesef. Person wants money. But where is bo ataivel kesef? So burns inside of him a yearning, a drive for money. Hulo bona es atzmo, umiyaset es atzel ratzon kesef. He doesn't build himself up and make a foundation of wanting money. Haratzon hazeh poiretz me'atzma benefesh. This yearning just bursts forth in the soul. V'avhoilecho mechazeko, and he goes and it gets stronger in him. But enkan binyan shel ratzon, there's not a real building of desire. Elozoi b'chinah shel koitzim atzoim chelavadam. You know what we call this? It's an aspect of thorns growing by themselves. In other words, as he explains, Ratzon zeh letzviras mamon, this desire of gathering money, collecting money, nivna etzlo mikol minei rishavim shiroa, it's built from all kinds of stimuli that he sees. Huroes ploni usher, he sees so-and-so is wealthy, ubidimyono hakozev, uchoshev kama hahumu usher, etc., and with his false imagination, he thinks how fortunate that guy is because he's rich. And other people like that. So all those points strengthen that yearning to want money. Aval, kimeduma, but it appears to us, she'odlo shamanol adam shisyashev b'meshach shlosha yomim. We never heard of a person that would sit and think for 3 days. Liyasid ba'asvitz arotzen l'kesef. Livnoso shalavach hashav, that a person sits down and figures for himself and works for 3 days to develop the desire for money and to build it up step after step. You know, he doesn't really meditate. You know, should I want money? Should I not want money? Let me think about it. It doesn't work that way. Misha writes that a guy writes he wants. Misha writes he writes. The guy doesn't want. Finished. It's like an automatic thing. It's an automatic thing. So, in other words, so when it comes to a lot of things in life, we really don't work on the foundation. It just goes. I want money, and I already get into what it takes for it to happen. So, in other words, what he's saying here is it really your rutzon to want money? Is it your rutzon to want money, or is it somebody else's rutzon that you're borrowing? That's what he's saying. Everybody there is running after money. May I run after money. So you're just being a monkey. And you're taking their ratzon to make money. And you're copying that. But it's not, did you really think about it for days and days and days? And says, you know, is making money really important? Is it not important? No, you get caught up in that, the river. That's gushing water, and everybody's running after me. So you run too. Everybody's running. You run.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Right. So you ever sit down for a few days, and say, let me think about this. Is really that important to make money? The way I'm making money, all these things, the hours I have to put in. Mm. Did you really once say, I'm going to think hard? I'm going to look at all the pros and cons. And really go through a strong debate in my mind as to whether I should really want this money or not. No, you just see people wanting it, you just jump right in. So that rutzon isn't there really, but you're just being motivated by external stimuli to go for the money. Now, this way it is in many things. You know, people, it's younger children, they want to have an iPod. Why? Because everybody has one finished. Now, you think about it, they don't even think. Just, I want it. Every kid has, I want it. Finished. You see, that starts from being young, and it continues to go till you be a grown-up. It works the same way. Everyone has a BlackBerry, I have to have a BlackBerry. Everyone has a cell phone, I have to have a cell phone. No one bothers to ever think, do they really need it? They weigh the pros and cons. Just do it. And our lives are just filled with just doing it without thinking at all. It's a very subtle point he's bringing up, because we're saying, what are you talking about? Of course I want the money. Why wouldn't do somebody didn't want the money? No, did you ever really go through it and think through it and make a firm decision of all the things I could want in life? I really want money as my top priority in life more than anything else. And I have to spend the majority of my life involved in this. Right? It's kind of more of just an automatic that comes into being. Now the problem with this is many problems. But now he tells you that the main problem. Fourth paragraph. Mitziyasu, this reality, molida ba'odam hargosha tivis, this reality breeds a natural feeling, she'im harotza lo misaskim klal, that we never really engage our true ability to desire at all. Masharoitzim, that which we want, maschilim lachshov, we begin to think, ulanasu seich lachshik, so we think how I'm going to get it. You know, people don't think for years how to make money. The parent says, you're going to university, finished. And he says, I'm going to university. That's implementation of the plan. The implementation of no plan. You're going to say, what are you talking about? I was preparing this for 5 years to make money. No, but that's the steps of making the money already. The question is, did you make a real decision based on Ratzon, if that's what you really, really want to do? Right? That's, you just start. That what you want. Masha writes, Maschim Lachshav Lassus, Echlas, you go, so we just right away start, how am I going to get it? But the essential aspect of building a Ratzon in this world, B'chaim Hagashmi, even in this physical, materialistic world, I don't recognize ever seeing such an avoda in secular people. To really sit down and really, really think about life and decisions that we make. But when we reach this innermost point, which is the inner point of spirituality, true spirituality. So Sham im Adam Naisan Laratsan Shibaname Elov. If a person will give himself to want to build on its own, Haratsan Shibaname Elov Yechas Sham Binyan Ru'ua, the building he will build will, God forbid, be a weak building. Binyan Shainam Yusad, a building that is out without a foundation. Binyan Shein Lo Seder, a building that has no order. Yevshur Livnos Asachukos Ruchanis Mitzvah. So you can't build a proper yearning for Hashem with this. If you just say, yeah, I'm going to be frum like everyone's going to be frum. You don't really think about it. So you're working, you're thinking, you're doing a lot of things, but it's such a weak foundation. That it's not going to really materialize to the proper things that you want to have. One more paragraph. Anat Nuraim Lenegan Einenu. We see before our eyes. There are people who want spirituality. And they receive certain stimuli for this desire from anything that comes along their way that they come across. One morning they get to the shul. Magalim Shemishu Tolamoda Alamein Heshvi Rabba. He sees someone put up a sign. Oh, one day we walked in. Oh, here's a sign of Mani Hesharab. You know, just walk in, it's there. Mazem Arabahem Chuka Azali Schasik Binyana Mani Hesharab. Oh, it wakes up with them a strong yearning. Okay, I gotta work more on a Mani Hesharab. Okay. Lamakaras next day, Misapur, Mifarsame, Akhar, someone else has to know, Shasurkh Schasik Bishoshan. You know, get a speech from the rabbi and Lashon Hara. Whoo! That's big. Oh, he wants to get involved in taking care of watching his tongue. Then there's another talk about how you have to be careful in modesty. And these words grab him. Every time it grabs another desire. Okay? So, but what's the point he's going to say? Just two more lines. On the next side. Knock on its proper zerutz and the kedusha. That's a holy desire. Hanovea machmas bikur shel ruchanis. It comes from a person who's seeking spirituality. Avol ein kan binyan shel ratzon. But there's no building of desire. You haven't built up the initial desire. Elohim reshamim shemiskapsim benefesh. But these are just little marks, little stimuli that are gathering up in your soul. Umarim kol pam ratzon prati l'nekuda ruchanis misyaves. And they build up every time for a certain little point of desire, a little spiritual point. But what's lacking is you're sitting down and saying, I really, really want to be close to Hashem. So you don't have that binyan of really wanting to be close to Hashem, and you jump around from one spiritual thing to the next. And what you're doing is you're building weak buildings. You're learning about Lashon Hara, but you don't really have the desire to not want to speak Lashon Hara, because you don't really have the desire to want to be close to Hashem. And that's why you have to learn Lashon Hara. And that's why you have to have tznius, and that's why you have to say Yehi Shmei Rabba. Because I've already decided I want to be really close to Hashem. And I've decided so strong, nothing's going to get in my way. And now when I take on a project, it's on a solid foundation. But what happens for most Jews, they don't have that solid foundation. And they go from one thing to the next. They start learning Shmir Shalashon. And after a week, they stop learning Shmir Shalashon. For 3 days, they start saying Yehi Shmei Rabba. And then they stop saying Yehi Shmei Rabba. Why? Because there's no real yearning to really want to be close to Hashem. And that's the problem. We haven't trained ourselves to want properly. Okay, so we were Yotzei today, what we spoke about on Shavuos night, to be happy with every little thing that we accomplish.